She is the favorite child on True TV's Hardcore Pawn. She's going to love that. Her brother might not.
Favorite.
Ashley Birdgold is joining us on the line to talk about the 9th season premiering this week. Ashley, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good.
Good. So your family has owned one of the country's biggest pawn shops, right?
Yes, it is.
For decades.
50,000 square feet.
Wow. For decades. How long has American Jewelry and Loan been around?
Over 35 years.
Wow. Now, it's a family operation. If anybody's not familiar with the show, we definitely see some family dynamics coming out all the time. Tell us just really quickly about the show.
Yeah, so if you're new to the show, we are premiering our 9th season. This one is one that you're not going to want to miss. People love our show because of the family dynamics, and you never know what's about to walk through the door.
You know, we chatted with your brother Seth in past seasons, and I always ask him, I'm like, please tell me Ashley hit somebody this season. Please tell me that Ashley hit somebody. So, fingers crossed this season, do you deck anybody?
I do not lay one finger on anybody. Why do people think I lay a hand on somebody?
I don't know. Maybe it's the vibe. I'm not quite sure. but, I mean, it's got to be great.
No.
No, it's not like that at all? Oh, I think so. Yeah. Hello. Have you seen the Jerry Springer show? Really?
Nope. Not going to do it.
Okay. All right. But, I mean, you work with your family side by side, day in and day out. It's got to be good, but there's got to be a lot of struggles. So what's the biggest struggle working with your loved ones? Can I call them your loved ones? Sometimes maybe they're not.
Yeah, I work with my dad. I work with my brother. I was brought up as a pawnbroker. You know, it's in my blood. I've been around it my entire life. You know, I used to be around it when my dad came home, and we used to have dinner, and he used to always tell us, you know, some fun stories that used to happen at the pawn shop, you know, at the dinner table. So I used to say, oh my God, that's so cool. How cool is that to work in an environment and never know what's going to come into the door, never know what's going to happen, never know what you're going to see? How cool could that be? I want to do that when I grow up. Mm-hmm. I don't want to sit in an office. I don't want to go to work in a suit. I want to be a pawnbroker. So all through school, you know, I used to come to work with my dad on Saturdays. I went to college. I graduated from Michigan State University. And all through college, I used to come home on the weekends and go to work. And I, you know, went to my education, got my degree. And I furthered my education and went through GIA, the Gemological Institute of America, while I still worked as a pawnbroker. And then comes along Seth. He never wanted to be a pawnbroker. He wanted to be a doctor. I thought I was clear. I thought my brother would never exist in the world of pawnbroking. And then he called my parents one day and said, I want to come into the business. And I was like, oh my God, I'm doomed. And here he walks into the door as Seth. And I was like, great. Here he comes. My life is over. So he comes in, and side by side, now we work together.
And there's a lot of competition between the two of you, as we see.
Yep, and basically, happily ever after. Not. So, you know, there's competition every day. You know, we're siblings. Could you imagine working with your sibling every single day of your life?
No.
It would be fun, but, you know, we have one goal, and that's to work, you know, to make the store successful. But we have two goals that are totally different. You know, mine's the right way, his is the wrong way, 100%. And we have two different goals of ways of getting there. And we struggle every single day of how to get there. And you see it on film. You see it every single week on Hardcore Pawn. And it's a struggle. It's a struggle every single day of my life.
I'm going to have Ashley sit tight for just a little bit. We're going to get back to the music, and we're going to have more with Ashley from Hardcore Pawn on True TV right after this.
Today's best music with Jeremy Bradley.
Jeremy Bradley here, back on Top of the Charts and the Open Road, talking with Ashley from True TV's Hardcore Pawn, the latest season, just starting this week. You certainly do get some interesting customers that walk through your door, and sometimes I wonder, do you have more security or customers in the store?
You know, we deal with 1,000 customers every day, and I thank my customers every day, you know, and now we're a tourist destination.
Yeah. I mean, you've always had some really crazy people come through the store, Seth was telling us before. I imagine, though, the cameras sort of ramp up the strangeness. So what's one of the most bizarre things that we're going to see this season?
I can't tell you. Okay. I can't let the cat out of the bag. And you're not going to watch the show.
True. No, of course we're going to...
But I will tell you, the first season, in season 9, the first episode, it will be revealed about the artwork, if the artwork is real or not real.
Right.
Because now, in season 8, it was a cliffhanger about the artwork, if we were going to buy it or not. So, you will see if we do buy the artwork or if we don't buy the artwork in the first episode.
And I mean, you guys hear everybody's, you know, sad stories. I'm sure right now you can probably see through their BS if they're just, you know, telling you something to make the sale. But does the emotional story sometimes get to you? Does that make you budge a little bit more if you truly believe that they're actually being honest with you?
You know, you. If I do buy somebody's item, I'm not selling their item with their story when they leave the store. So yes, I do, you know, listen to their stories, and it does tug at my heart. But you have to separate the story with their item in the long run. You can't buy the story with the item.
Right, right. Now, what's something that maybe somebody has brought in that they had no idea it was worth so much, and they were just stunned? I mean, we've seen that a few times too, right? Some people come in thinking it's worth a ton,
exactly.
And it's worth nothing.
So somebody came in a previous season. I don't know if you saw that episode with a Burmese ruby. And this lady said that, you know, she was playing with these colored stones on her grandmother's bed when she was growing up, and her grandmother passed away, and she was left with these stones. And she wanted, you know, $100. And I'm looking at these stones, and I turn it over to my gemologist, and we discover that it's a Burmese ruby. So instead of $100, we ended up giving the lady $10,000.
Oh, wow.
So we've changed people's lives for the better. It's not always a sad story, and it's not always an argument. Sometimes we brighten up these people's lives for the better.
And that's really the funny thing, too, because I think after a while, viewers are sort of watching going, okay, is this person going to be the crazy, or is this person going to get the sale? And that's what I enjoy watching about the show.
Yeah, you never know what's going to happen.
No.
You just never know. And I never know sometimes as well. You know, the customer walks up to me, and I never know if they're going to have a 20-point diamond or a 2-carat diamond.
And you also have some repeat customers that come in over and over and over again.
Yeah, and I thank those customers every single day. And I thank the customers that come in for the first time. We're very grateful for our customers.
Yeah, that's awesome. Now, something I know that you're also probably grateful for is your dad's health. We've seen, you know, he's had some health concerns over the past seasons. How is Les doing now?
Yeah, he's doing great. In the previous season, he collapsed and he had a hernia. So he was rushed to the hospital. We didn't know exactly what was going on. But thank God my dad's doing great and his health is doing fabulous. So we're very grateful for that.
That's awesome.
Thank you so much for your concern.
Yeah, no, I was expecting him to sort of start using the cane to keep you two in line. That would have been...
Right.
There we go. So, Hardcore Pawn, it returns with all new episodes on True TV, right?
All new episodes on True TV December 29th at 9:30, and then back again on Wednesday nights at 9:30. And we're really excited. This season, we actually just got done filming on Saturday, and I can't even tell you what is going to happen, but you don't want to miss a single episode.
Oh my God, we're going to be watching. Ashley, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me, and don't miss a single minute of anything.
Oh, I can't wait. All right, we'll talk to you soon then.
Thanks. For sure. Have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
Bye. Today's best music with Jeremy Bradley.